Hello again. It's Michonne Neal, your resident gentleman goddess, and we're going to do yet another episode of Integrated Non-Monogamy. So, sit tight and, yes, let this earworm fill you. What exactly is integrated non-monogamy? Well, it began with the creation of intersectional non-monogamy, which I developed some years ago after my foray into what should have been some of the most welcoming communities, simply revealed how magnified unexamined depression and other forms of abuse become in intimate settings with multiple partners. Though I am inherently non-monogamous, I found the co-optation in practice by the mainstream, which tended to be cis, het, white, class privileged, of various forms of non-monogamy, inherently lacking in human dignity, nuance, historical context, and actual ethics. This is coming from somebody who has been non-monogamous for my entire life, as well as actually studied ethics. So ethical non-monogamy or ethical polyamory or whatever, they tend to strike me as being oxymoronic. Anyway, well, the reason for that was because there was no critical discussion of race, and most of the literature was and still is largely written by people who are cis, het, white, financially well-off, conventionally attractive, etc., are those who aspire to the same values that are created by people like that. And remarkably, the majority of these same people also found non-monogamy to be a transition from monogamy or from toxic dating culture ideals in general. And there's something fundamentally distorted about these approaches to non-monogamy that get lauded the most. There's something severely lacking in the analysis of the mindset behind being non-monogamous in the first place. There is an extreme dearth of inclusivity without fetishization or tokenization. Uncritical diversity is not inclusion after all. There are many, many failures to explore the underlying oppressions, power imbalances, and cultural ills that have created the faulty foundation of current non-monogamous discourse. Hence, I did what I always do and created something. I made space for examining the roots of non-monogamy, expanded discourse beyond the misunderstandings of things like compersion and history and ethics, brought to light overlooked aspects of abuse culture, which is another subject that I've done a lot of work to expound upon. And I centered those aspects of what is now categorized under the banner of identity politics that are portrayed inaccurately or even not at all in the mainstream. And yes, I mean even now. Integrated non-monogamy specifically is all about the ontological, beyond the liminal, which informs the mainstream. It is perspective and praxis. It is not something to claim as an identity, except perhaps by those most extremely affected by a particular set of experiences due to various aspects of self and system. Endeavor which includes people who are not Black and or otherwise Indigenous. It is not something that can be bandied about as a label by people of any race or nationality without a critical examination of and an active undoing of oppressive and inherently anti-Black dynamics. What does that mean in English? Basically, the closer to the status quo that you are indeed and or identity, the more work there usually is for you to do, and the higher the likelihood that it would be totally inappropriate for you to identify as intersectional in any capacity. Seriously, intersectional is a term created by and about queer Black AFABs and their experiences. So you cannot divorce Blackness specifically from intersectionality. Intersectionality is not an identity so much as it is a way to explain the compounded oppressions of black people when we are also other things and have other identities that are oppressed. Okay, got that? Good. Integrated non-monogamy in particular is as interested in the why and the who as the what. It is about mitigating the harm that various abuse cultures cause. It is about creating an ethical community of care and accessibility, which is not dependent on who you're fucking or who wants to fuck you. It is rooted in integrated feminism, which is, yes, another creation of mine. It's a conception of queerness rooted in blackness and metanoia, which is the remarkable transformation and changing of one's mind, and most often within a spiritual context. But more on all of this later. Much of that is to be defined and expounded upon elsewhere, though I'll include most of the definitions within each of the books that I write as well. Integrated non-monogamy is not only, it was not only a group. It's not only my approach. It is a book series that I began to write because I got really fucking sick of fucking reading about compersion and jealousy and fucking white people. Okay? Seriously. Anyway, for now, all you need to know is that I am the creator of many interrelated theories and practices like intersectional / integrated non-monogamy, abuse culture, integrated feminism, cure fiction, noeta linking, reparational business modeling, and so much more. While some people may call me an SJW, a social justice warrior, or even a leftist, and while I do use some of the language created by folks who are leftists or who are otherwise involved in social justice, I need to clarify something. I am simply a person of ethics and integrity who has to live directly influenced by and subject to these interlocking webs of red tape, inescapable red tape. Oh my goodness. Suffering constant interpersonal violations of my person and dealing with and having other aspects which serve to lower my quality of life and limit accessibility. I am not an activist so much as just simply a human who has been repeatedly denied their needs. And I'm doing all that I can for my survival and the survival of others who are in similar situations. I deplore the philosophies of the political movements created within cultures where white supremacy is the norm and or the history. I reject the anti-black nature and abuse culture that plagues even leftist and social justice spaces, which I will get into in the integrated non-monogamy book on abuse culture, which is titled Abuse Culture. So, if you like what you're hearing and want to directly support me, there are now subscription options, monthly subscription options. So, sign up. And if you do, you might just find yourself with access to the Metanoic portal for free. Hey, that sounds pretty sweet to me. So, go ahead, try it out.